Hi everybody, welcome back to That's Life Podcast. My name is Abby.
What's going on?
I'm in a cranky mood. Let's talk about it. I don't really even know why I'm in a cranky... Actually, I'm just tired.
Yeah.
And
we're at the beach though.
But we're at the beach and that's good. And right before this, Ryan was trying to get me to laugh and I was just not having it.
We did a little try and laugh as hard as you can without smiling.
Yeah. So would you like to do it now for the people? I think you should.
Ha 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 ha.
No, like you were doing where you actually laugh. Like it's your genuine laugh, but without smiling. Like that's not your genuine laugh.
I know, I can't do it. That kind of hurt my throat.
Ryan's genuine laugh is... like this is him. It's like that.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you say?
I would say so. What are we doing, though? Why are we at the beach? What are we doing?
I didn't get to laugh.
Oh, sorry.
I just got nervous. Okay. I can't do this. I'm going to squeeze out a fart on accident. Because I'm just trying.
They've been bad.
They've been really bad. Okay, here we go.
That sounds like a horror film.
I can't do it. I give up. Okay, anyways. What was the question? What are we doing here at the beach?
Yeah, what are we doing here? What's going on?
So, Ryan and I were texting each other. Because we do that sometimes. Because we date each other. And this was like, what? 2-3 weeks ago?
Yeah.
And we were talking about the marathon, which we'll dive into. Because it's kind of hard. Anyone, if you've done like a big event or a big race or something, it's like kind of just, if you're a marathon person, you know, like it's impossible to not talk about it for a while.
Comes your personality for a month.
Yeah. And so I was talking about it with Ryan. And then he was like, I think I'm going to ask off the Monday after the race. And I was like, I don't even know how came to be.
The reason I thought about that is because just with my job, if I'm good at the end of the month, it's not a lot for me to do.
It wasn't necessarily because you were in Louisville. It was because...
Right.
Oh, okay. Well, anyways, he was like, I'm going to ask off Monday. And I was like, we should do a celebration thing because I've just finished the marathon. I won't have school anymore. Like, let's go do something fun. And we were just meeting for the weekend.
We were going to do a little trip.
Yeah. And then somehow that blossomed into now we're here for a week.
At the beach.
And it was just very spontaneous because my grandma has a place here. And so we're lucky enough that we can just basically come whenever we want. Because Mama's awesome. Love you, Mama. Mama listens to the podcast. So we are currently sitting in her bedroom.
If you want to name top five greatest human beings on earth, I'd probably start with Mother Teresa, but I would probably get to Mama at three.
Mother Teresa? Where'd you get that one from?
You don't know who Mother Teresa is?
No.
She's famous for leaving everything in the United States and going to help people that are less
Mother Teresa?
Fortunate. I think that's her name.
Oh, that's awesome for her.
I think it's Mother Teresa.
Well, I've heard the saying Mother Teresa, but I've never ever heard you talk about Mother Teresa.
Well,
and you just put her as number one of top five best people.
Well, I'm thinking of just greatest human beings.
I feel like you would put a Laker, Michael Jordan.
She's a missionary who devoted her life to helping those who are in need.
Okay, top five greatest people of all time, go.
Top five greatest people of all time?
Mm-hmm.
Kobe Bryant.
Okay, so he notice how he didn't say Mother Teresa. Anyways, continue. I just think it's funny. You never once said that. And I heard Kobe someone Bryant. Talk about Mother Teresa in a podcast or something.
Mother Teresa.
No way.
She would be up there. She gave her life up to just help the needy.
Why are you thinking about Mother Teresa right now? I've never heard you talk about her.
Mama seems like a Mother Teresa.
Oh, he called you old, Mama.
No, I think she's very helpful.
I'm just kidding.
Caring.
I'm just joking.
I'm in defense mode for you, Mama.
Yeah, so am I. I fight for my grandma. I fight for the people I love. Okay, top five. You said Michael Jordan. No, you said Kobe. You said Kobe.
Michael Jordan might be bottom five.
Kobe Bryant. I thought he was on the Lakers.
No. Oh.
I'm sorry.
Just got an ick. We talked about icks last week. I just got one.
What, thinking Michael Jordan was on the Lakers?
Mother Teresa, Mama Adams.
That's just goofy to me.
Oh, there's a Jesus.
Oh.
Jesus comes into my 4 slot.
Oh my gosh.
We'll give Paul the 5.
Oh my gosh. I don't know where his rankings are today right now, but I've never once heard him talk about Mother Teresa.
Shout out Kobe. Ever. Got the one spot over Jesus.
Also,
today.
Jonathan Bakluta wasn't even on there. That's throwing me off. No one from your family. Your girlfriend's not
greatest
on there.
Greatest people of all time.
I would love to maybe be an honorable mention.
We'll think about that. If we
call
ever
me
get
self-centered.
If we get to like top 50, we'll start talking all honorable right. mention.
My top 5. Jesus, God, Holy Spirit, the Pope. And what the heck, Mother Teresa.
There we go, there we go. Shout out to the missionaries out
no,
there.
No, I think it just depends on, like, what category. Like, if we're talking, like, most influential, which makes them the greatest of all time, like, the people that have had most influence, or are we talking, like, greatest of all time in the media?
I was just thinking of, like, just, like, people that are just, like, helpful and caring and just
okay.
giving up their life to help others.
So, like, people you want to be like, people you look at and you're like, wow, I want to be like that.
Right.
Okay. Are we including Jesus or not including Jesus?
Well, I feel like that's a cop-out.
So, because Jesus is, like, the foundation.
Yeah, and he was God, so.
He is.
Yeah,
still.
He still is God, but you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like,
whenever he was still living on this earth, he was.
And now we're doing a pop quiz on the Holy Trinity. Okay, anyways. So then my top 5
it's
on walking on this earth right now.
Okay.
Would be.
We can do that.
Okay.
I don't even know if I have an answer for you guys, but we'll let Abby answer.
My top 5 in this very moment right now of what I can think of that will probably change in like a couple minutes, but I feel like this holds some value. My mother and my father. My grandma. My sister. And oh, this is so hard because I can't say any cousins or uncles or aunts because there's only one spot left. And there's you. But I'd feel bad if I say you and not anybody else in my family.
Oh, you don't have to say me.
But it is you. But it's like also my uncles and aunts too. Oh, I don't like this question anymore.
That's why I refuse the answer.
You, okay, Mother Teresa... Honey child, where did you get that from? How do you spell Teresa?
You just call me honey child?
Yeah, I did. If you can throw out Mother Teresa, I can throw out honey child. How do you spell Teresa?
T-H-E-R.
T-H?
Teresa? Yeah. Wait. Oh,
no. Teresa. We got that on video. We got that one on video. Ryan, wait.
I don't even want to talk about it.
The H is not silent.
I actually...
Theresa?
What's crazy is...
This is going to be awful if...
No, it's not.
Okay.
T-E-R-E-S-A. Duh. Teresa.
T-H. Great. How do you spell Teresa? T-H.
I got a lisp.
Okay, speaking of spelling, Ryan and I have been playing the Wordle every day, and we've been playing, if you haven't heard of this game, it's the same as New York Times.
Yeah, if you're looking for meaning in life other than Jesus, play the Wordle on Connections every day.
Well, that's not even an actual thing because there is no other meaning other than Jesus in this life. Like, I have no meaning if I am not on this world for Jesus.
I was just making a funny joke.
And
it wasn't that funny.
Leave it up to me to make it serious.
Yeah.
And there's that.
Yo, you got a little.
Oh, no. Yeah. A little what? Food?
Yeah. Some looked like chocolate or something.
Oh, probably from my RX bar.
Yeah, it is.
Ryan put some protein bars in the fridge.
Freezer.
I mean, in the freezer.
That's a little life hack for the people out there.
I just put a protein bar in the freezer?
Well, you can't really find a really good protein bar. So what I do is I buy the Think bars and the...
Think?
I think they're the peanut butter ones. They're the high protein ones. And I put them in the freezer. And they're not like the best, but I just think they taste better cold. I don't know.
And he put an RX bar in there for me. And it like still tastes the same. Honestly, I wouldn't. Recommend that one. It's just hard to eat.
They're so hard to eat. The RX bars are so hard to eat out of the freezer.
They're already hard to eat not out of the freezer. So it's like... But anyways, as I was saying, So, wait, what was I saying? Oh, yeah. So, we play Wordle every morning, but then we also play this game called Connections, and it's the same,
like... New York Times does
yeah,
it.
Yeah, exactly. And so, they give you 12 words, right? No, 16 words.
Yeah, 16.
And they're in, like, a 4x4 format, so it's, like, word, 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 word for the first line, and then underneath it is word, 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 word. And so... And then they do that with four lines. And you have to categorize four words into four groups, and they have something all connecting them together. So, like, for example, there was one where it was, like, oil, slipper, witch, and water. And you, like, can group all those together and be like, oh, the Wizard of Oz, because, like, the Tin Man has oil.
Or the witch bee dies with water. Today was a good one.
Yeah, or, like, bee. Like, today it was honey... Spelling. Queen, what'd you say?
Spelling,
and something else, but it was all words where you say B. Oh, killer, and it yeah. or something, and it was all words that come before B, like killer bee, queen bee, honey bee, spelling bee. So just like stuff like that. I don't know. It makes me feel smarter, and it's like fun.
Yeah. Well, the thing too is that sometimes you don't know the meaning of the word, so you have to look up the meaning, and you're just gaining a ton of knowledge.
Yeah, I had to look up like 8 words today, but I still got the connections. The thing is, it's really hard when you first start, and then it gets easier and easier as you keep doing it. But you just have to keep doing it. Dang, that'll preach.
Oh, we have a lot of girl listeners, don't we?
Yeah.
Well, I have something to ask.
Okay.
I just thought about this.
I have no idea where he's going with this.
Well, I was like, what's a good story I could tell on the podcast?
Okay.
And I was thinking about what happened this morning, and you do this a lot, so I wanted to ask if there's other people that do this.
Oh my goodness, wait, I'm nervous.
No, it's not bad.
Oh, okay.
Abby murdered someone. All right, anyways. Abby went on a run this morning, and then we got our workouts, and then we were going to go get our crumble for the review and then go to the grocery. And then we were talking about, like, should we eat before or we shouldn't? Does anybody else's girlfriends just, like, well, let's eat something before so like, we don't get hangry? I feel like, is this just a girl thing? Or do girls just not eat up until, like, they get really, really hungry to where they're, like, hangry and don't want to talk to anybody hungry?
I don't know. I think my situation is a little different because I'm, like, right now in a place where I kind of have to force myself to eat anyways. But I don't know. I just didn't want to this morning because I was just, like, I had my heart fixed on a certain meal that I wanted, and we didn't have the food for that meal, and we were going to the grocery store to where we would get that food. So then when we came back, I could have that meal. So I was just like, I'm just going to wait because I want this. Like, it was like a craving. It was like, I need this. Nothing else is going to be good right now.
Yeah. So Kelly was like, do you want this? No, it doesn't sound good. Well, you could have this. No, I don't want that right now because I can't have it with this.
Yeah.
And we're like, all right, well, we're just going to go. And then we're on our way back and Abby's like, I'm starving. I don't want to talk to
you. You also said you were starving?
Yeah. I kind of wanted to eat before we left.
Then why didn't you?
Well, because I knew you wanted to eat with me.
That's not why you didn't. Absolutely
that's
not.
That's a lie, but...
Why didn't you, actually? You just were like, meh.
I was just ready. We were just like, let's just go then.
Mm. Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, let's also talk about this morning, because does anybody... Okay, I have a question for the boys. Does anybody else's boyfriend get so zoned in a workout?
Give the time of the day.
Okay. All right. We'll backtrack. So I got up this morning, and I did a little, like... shake out, slow, just run, just wanted to get out and just kind of like post-marathon, see how the legs were feeling, whatever. I get back 6:45. Ryan and I said we were going to go to the gym at 7. So at 6:45, I got back and he was like, I'm headed to the gym. And I was like, perfect. I'm just going to meet you right there. So I see him coming down the elevator. So I go to meet him and he's already like on the floor halfway to the gym, like bolting. So I'm like, hey.
Headphones in. I didn't.
Headphones in. I'm like, hey. He's like, hey. Turns around, keeps walking. I'm like, okay. He stops in his tracks. Turns around. I'm like, oh, he's going to talk to me. He goes, how do you get into the gym? I'm like, awesome. So you don't want to know anything about me right now. You have no question of how I am. Like, I was so excited to see you this morning. We're not even going to mention that last night he wanted cuddles. And I was like, no, because I'm tired, you're tired, whatever. And then he just acted like this morning that he just didn't even know me and he just needed to go to the gym.
Zombie mode.
Sorry, I'm being a little dramatic. He's very kind and very sweet. It's just, I'm elaborating for the podcast.
Yeah, okay? I know, it's good content.
Thank you. Thank you. See? He gets the vision. Anyways, I love that you let me
be dramatic.
Paint this picture of you for views. Yeah. Thank you.
Ryan, punch me in the face.
You are really, really going above and beyond on these crazy examples right now. Like, you're talking about murdering and punching.
Yeah, I don't know
why
I am.
Mother Teresa. Like, listen, I have nothing against Mother Teresa. I just didn't know where it came from. I've never heard him say that before. Anyways. So he's like, how do I get into the gym? And I'm like, oh, it's right there. So we walk in, whatever. He goes straight back. We had planned to work out, do back and buys together today, like the whole thing. He just started going back to the weights. Nothing. I was like, okay, awesome. So I just start making small talk, like blah, 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 blah. He doesn't respond.
To be fair, I had my headphones in, was listening to a Bill Simmons podcast, and we were across from the weight room. So it's not like we were right next to each other.
Yeah. So then I asked him a question. He didn't answer. So then I was like, hey.
Because I didn't hear you.
Yeah, yeah. Which I know that. I know you weren't ignoring me or anything. He pauses his headphones, which here's the thing. I am all for one who's like, you want to zone in on your workout? You don't want to talk? 1000%. I'm the same way. Even this morning, like, I just wanted to have like some alone time to just like go run. Like, when I'm ready to zone in, I feel like that's why we work out good together, because we're like, it's not,
it was just time to talk. It was early and I was just like, I was in podcast mode and I didn't want to speak.
I was
a zombie.
So if there would have been a, hey, I'm real tired right now, I want to lock in, I would have been
going
like,
with the story.
Fair.
I like this.
I just want them to know that, like,
yeah,
I'm not like, oh my gosh, he literally doesn't talk to me. Like, I'm a gym rat too. I get it. So anyways, I'll speed this up. But I ask him a series of questions to where he doesn't hear me the first time and he has to pause his headphones. So finally, I'm like, how was mom this morning? And he doesn't answer. And I got a little upset. There was no one else in the gym. And so I just go, Ryan! And I like yell from across the room. And this is how I received what he said. I am not going to explain it of how he actually said it. It's probably in the middle of how you would explain it and how I would explain it. But the way I heard him speak to me was, I just want to work out. Why are you talking to me so much? That's what I heard. And that's what made the flip switch of, oh, we're not talking to him anymore. Awesome. It was not that aggressive at all. It was just definitely, you laughed and it wasn't like a yell. It was like, I'm working out, dude. But I just got butt hurt and was like, ouch. Would you like to add or should I keep going?
No, I think you're spot on.
Thank you. So then I just start doing lat pull downs and he's doing bicep curls or something. Yeah, you're really just gnawing on your fingers.
Sorry.
It's okay. Don't be sorry, but
just keep going.
Is this making you anxious?
No, go ahead.
Okay. If we can talk about it if you want to.
Come on.
Okay. Sorry. I'm really dragging this on.
Yeah.
So I go to the lat pull downs and I just start thinking, oh my gosh, he's getting the silent treatment today. If he doesn't come and apologize to me, I'm not coming to apologize to him. Not very loving of me. But then he comes over like, what, 10 minutes later?
Yeah, it was after I realized.
Realize what?
Just, I needed to.
Were you just thinking about it?
No, I just realized that the gym was really silent for a reason. And yeah. You weren't talking to me for a reason.
Yeah. So anyway, so he comes over and he just leans his head on my shoulder.
Trying to give you a hug.
Tries to give me a hug. There's no one in the gym, by the way. Like, I don't think this would have happened if there were people in the gym. And I lean away. I like lean away and I just look at him and I'm like, that did not make me feel good. I don't want to hug you right now because that didn't make me feel good. And then we talked and he was like, I'm sorry. And one thing about Ryan is that he is so good about owning up when like he has made a mistake or like hurt someone's feelings. He'll be the first one to be like, hey, here's where I went wrong. And I'm overly sensitive to where I'll just kind of like throw myself a pity party a little bit. And so I'm working on kind of just like speaking and speaking up for myself a little bit more rather than just like, I'm sad. Life is hard. So I was like, kind of did that. I was like, you didn't make me feel good. And I didn't like that. And I was just trying to talk to you. And you were like, I know. And I'm sorry. And I'm really sorry about that. And then that was basically it. And then we were just like, okay, cool.
Let's do a HIIT workout.
Yeah. And then we did abs together. And then we did sauna. And then we made a TikTok. And then also our TikTok went viral yesterday. Would you like to explain it?
Then you can just go watch it.
Okay. Go watch it. I don't know what it's at right now. I want to talk about the 75 hard.
Go ahead.
That we created.
That I'm not doing.
So, 75 hard. I've created my own version of 75 hard, where it'll be a whole food diet, and what were some of the other things? An indoor workout, an outdoor workout.
Yeah, indoor workout, outdoor workout.
Read Bible every day.
All whole food, write 3 things you're thankful for.
Read Bible every day, 3 things I'm thankful for.
No scroll, like doom scrolling.
Yeah, it's called doom scrolling, where you just like mindlessly scroll. Like I can only go on social media for work or posting purposes, or if I need to like search something up, like I have to have a reason. I can't just be like, I want to scroll through Instagram right now. There's some other stuff too. I'm gonna have to look back at
it. The only other thing I think is the rest part.
Oh, and I have to clean up after myself.
Oh yeah, the dishes.
Can't leave dishes in the sink. Can't leave clothes on the floor. If like clothes are folded and I have to put them away, like can't leave things sitting out on the counter. Like need to clean my bed every day. Like first thing, like stuff like that, just like cleanly, and no secular media. I'm not sure how I feel about that because I do like some of my secular podcasts, but maybe I'll do that for like 30 days or something, just like a little secular detox or something. I just feel like I'm filling my brain more with secular things than I am like Christian influence sometimes, because it's like so much in the media.
Yeah.
That I'm like, I don't really know if that's what I want to do.
Yeah.
But okay, time to talk about the marathon. I want you to talk about your marathon experience first.
My marathon experience was great. I
ran the Kentucky Derby Marathon on Saturday, April 27th, and Ryan watched.
I did watch. This was my first one I've ever like actually spent the whole day at. The other one that I went to was the Bowling Green one back in November, but I had friends in town, so we just came for the start of it. But it was fun. It went by way faster than I expected. Like, we were there from 6:30 to probably like 11 range. But I just went and got some coffee at the start of it.
With my mom.
Walked around with Abby's mom, and we found her dad who was running the half. Abby was just running too far out, so it was like, do we meet her way far out and then we try and walk back and see her finish? Or was it like, go see Matt about halfway out because he's running 13 miles.
And he started way farther back too. Did you already say that? Or did you
know?
So I was in like a different corral than he was. So he started like what'd you say, like 10 minutes after me or something?
Yeah, probably 5.
Oh, 5 minutes.
So honestly, the weather was perfect, which was nice.
It was
great.
I
just had sweatpants on and a t-shirt and it felt great. So just walked around with my coffee, talked to Kelly for hours, and I probably got so many steps in.
But
it was good.
Oh, yeah, because you don't wear your Whoop anymore, so you wouldn't know.
Yeah, the Whoop doesn't track steps anyway.
Oh, it don't trap steps?
Nah.
But say like what you saw, like the people.
Oh, yeah. So it got really hot at some point during the marathon. I don't know if this was normal or not. I'm assuming it's slightly normal, especially for this many people.
The heat or what happened?
What happened?
Oh, yeah, that's normal.
But we saw at least 3 or 4 people that were flopped over before it even ended. I would assume they were between like 8 and 12 miles, because it was a lot of the half marathoners.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was a ton of them. Like, well, I shouldn't say a ton, but it was like 3 or 4. And I saw somebody laying in their own throw up. Saw like, you know, somebody that just like couldn't get back up. It was crazy.
Like the wobbly legs as they're getting to the finish line.
Yeah, but respect to them. They did it. I was over there sipping on warm coffee and Birkenstocks, so.
Mm. Yeah. It was a great old time, though. When the sun came out, I think that's when I was, like, in the woods. Because the sun, like, never came out for me.
Yeah. It was hot when the sun came out. Not necessarily for, like, somebody walking around, but I know. I mean, I think it got up to, like, 81 or 82.
Mm.
And with the humidity, I bet it was super hot.
But Ryan did, like, a month ago text me and was like, maybe we should train for a half together. So I'm putting that on the podcast now so that everyone can flood his DMs and say, hey, you need to do a podcast. Hey, you need to do a race.
Yeah, I'm definitely not against that.
Well, we've done an ultra before. We're just that runner couple.
I'm not a runner.
Ryan did do my shakeout with me the day before the race, so.
Yeah, I did. That was fun.
Anyways, what was the best part of that day and the worst part of that day? Or of, like, the marathon?
The best part was definitely watching, you know, everybody finish. Watching you finish, watch my brother, and then Matt. I didn't see them cross the finish line, but I saw them, like, very close to the end. So that was really cool.
You didn't see your brother or dad?
No.
Cross the finish line?
Mm-mm.
Oh, I didn't know that.
No. But worst part was probably... Worst part, there really wasn't anything bad. I guess it would just be like, I probably would have chose different shoes to walk around in than Birkenstocks.
Oh, yeah.
But it wasn't that bad.
When I saw you were in Birkenstocks, I was like, in sweatpants?
Yeah, I didn't bring any other shoes to Louisville.
Oh.
So, which it wasn't that bad. Just probably would have chosen different.
Well, you need new shoes.
I need new badly. Running shoes so yeah, bad. Really I've got bad. About... I've got an ultra marathon in those shoes, and I had those shoes like 4 months before that ultra marathon.
So many holes, so many. Yeah, and I forgot your back was like broken during that. Dang, that was like right when we first started dating.
Yeah, it was in. I think it was in September.
Aw, that's crazy. So sweet. And I was like there the whole time.
Yeah, you were.
Oh, Rhino! Memory lane.
That is memory lane.
Yeah.
You brought me a bunch of donuts.
I did. Well, I brought, like, a lot of people a lot of donuts. Oh, one of the guys that was on Ryan's ultra marathon team ran in the race as well.
Yeah, I saw him. He finished the half, like, right after. It was either right before or right after Abby, which I was like, whoa, I literally just ran with him.
Yeah. But now I'm going to just try to talk about the marathon as quickly as I can, but... We spent the weekend in Louisville. Me and my dad did. We drove up on Friday and then, or drove down. Okay, so I was right. We drove up. We stayed at the Galt House. It was awesome. We had pizza and pasta for dinner that night. And then, woke up. I woke up at 4 and the race was at 7. I did my hair and like little buns. I wrote scripture on my legs and I wrote Philippians 4:13 on my arm. And
314.
I mean, 314 on my arm. No, 413.
You wrote, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me?
No.
It was 314.
Yeah, you're right. It was about running a race. It was about finishing the ultimate race, which is like not the race as the marathon, but the race as
being. If you would have wrote Phil 413, I may have called you out on that.
Anyways.
It's taken out of context a lot.
Yeah, that's true. Although I do say that all the time when I'm running to myself anyways.
Yeah.
I'll still like say that in my head. But what I wrote on my legs was on my left leg, I wrote lamp to my feet. And then on the right leg, I wrote light to my path. And it's Psalms 119 verse 105. So I did that. And then like on my inner arm, I wrote he's fueling you with a little Jesus like fish symbol. I just love to like write stuff. I'm like, if I'm going to be running around seeing all these people, might as well... spread the gospel while I'm doing it. And yeah, it was just an amazing experience. And I've talked about like doing the marathon before on the podcast, but if you want to listen to my first one, it was like just a solo episode of talking about the marathon, the first one that I did, and just how it's such a spiritual experience for me, which I know it sounds so Jesus girl to like say that, but it truly is. Just that's why I love it. Like it literally, I told my dad, it's like I feel like Jesus is my coach. Like I'm just praying the whole time, because you're not really like talking to people, at least the way I run it. I know some people do it for like just like for the event, and so they'll stop and talk and like see people, but I kind of like to see how fast I can go, and so it's just a nice like solitude amongst the chaos kind of thing.
Yeah, You should talk about your time the first time and then your time the second.
Yeah, so my first marathon that I ran, it was basically, I compared it to like the first time you take the ACT. You kind of just like go in and you're just like, I'm just going to see what happens.
Yeah.
I obviously trained for it and I've been running since I was 13, so like long distance. And I've done races before, so I kind of like knew what to expect a little bit. Like I had done a half and stuff, but, and you know, I, you know, half the paces and all that, but my goal was just to cross the finish line. Like I had never ran 26.2 miles before in my life. So the first marathon, I bonked hard at 22 miles. The adrenaline kicked in. I barely drank anything and I didn't eat anything the whole time. So my game plan going in, it was still an amazing experience and I had an injury while I was running that race. But my game plan for this race was to race smart and pace myself well. So I really wanted to hit, I told people I wanted to go sub 3:30. My actual goal in my head was to do sub 3:24. My ending time was 3 hours, 20 minutes, and 29 seconds. And I didn't bonk. And I finished strong. That was the goal, was to finish strong. I paced myself well. And my, I don't want to get like over spiritual in the fact that like, I don't want to like over spiritualize. Like, yeah, obviously I trained. And so like that plays into my performance the day of the race, like obviously. But I don't for a second doubt that like, there's no way I could do what I did on that race on that day without the Lord. Mm. Absolutely not. Does the training and the work obviously help and set me apart and help me use build tools and tactics to tap into when things get hard during the race? Absolutely. You can apply that to anything in life. You can apply that to work. You can apply that to your faith. You can apply that anywhere. But there is something different about that race day because I am locked in with what the true purpose of why I do what I do is when I'm running, because I'm just so thankful to be able to move my body in that way. And something happens where I listen to worship music the whole time and I just start cruising and it's me and Jesus the whole time. And yeah, it was just an awesome experience. Around my game plan was just to start out slow and then start the race about 16 miles in and actually start pushing myself. You know what I mean though? Like you pace yourself.
Oh man.
And then those last 10 miles, you just run.
Yeah.
But yeah, those last 10 miles, you just run. I brought fuel this time. I had gummy bears and Skittles. I get hated on all the time because apparently they're not actual gummy bears and Skittles.
Well, tell them what they're called and then they'll say, they're oh called, yeah, they're okay. Not gummy bears and Skittles. They're called, one of them is called like vegan bears or
something. Vigo bears because they don't have gelatin in them and Giggles. They're the like non-GMO. Yeah. Yeah, the Giggles are good. It's by Yum they're Earth. Really good. But, they're like non-GMO, no like fake stuff. So that's what I want to put into my body.
They're good. I'm not hating. They're just not Skittles.
Yeah, it's just easier to say Skittles than Giggles. Because when I say Giggles, people are like, what?
What are you eating?
Yeah, exactly. So like healthy Skittles, whatever. Anyways, so I ate 3 different times on the race. Paced myself under, like I had to hit a 740, hold a 740 pace to get 324. So I started out slow. People were passing me and I was like, stay slow, stay slow, stay slow. And I stayed that way until about mile 8. And then we went into Churchill Downs and then the 7:38 pacer came up from behind me. So I was like, okay, you're going to stay with him. So I stayed with him for about 4 miles. So at this point I'm like at like 12.
So those people holding up the signs, mm-hmm. They're pacing you?
Yeah. So they're running at that pace the entire race.
I did not know that.
Yeah, I didn't look at my watch once the entire race.
Gotcha.
Until that's mile, cool. Like, 26, when I was like, okay, how much point, whatever, do I have to, like, cross the finish line? But, yeah, so the people holding the sticks with those paces, that's what they run. So, like, those people, they can run way faster than that.
Yeah.
That's why they put them at the pace that they're at, because they know they can hold that, because it's, like, not easy for them, but it's just, they can that's constantly their do run. It. Exactly. So I stayed with the 7:38 pacer until we hit the park. And the park was the only part of the course that had hills.
Ton of elevation.
And so my goal was like basically start the race after these hills because it was about 14.5 was when you got off the hills. So I guess that's when the sun came out. because I was under all these trees.
Sun will come out.
Very good, theater boy. So my strategy for the hills was just don't push yourself, don't gas yourself up the hills, fly and cruise down the hills. And so that kind of worked Smart. For me. I fell behind the pacer a little bit, but kept him in my eyesight. And then once we got back onto flat ground, locked in with the pacer for a couple miles, hit about mile 16 and just sent it. And there was this guy that was about dad's age, I think. He was maybe like 40s. And I loved his pace. So I literally just ran right beside him. And we stayed together for like probably 4 or 5 miles, honestly. And he just looked over at me about 3 miles in and he was like, "You good?" And I was like, "Yeah, you good?" He's like, "Yeah."
"You good?"
I was like, "Thanks for letting me run with you." He was like, "Hey, I'm just trying to keep up with you." And so we kind of like had this tag team, like, whatever. And I just kind of like whispered over to him. And I was like, he was like, "Your first marathon?" I was like, we're just casually having this conversation. And I was like, "It's my second. My first one I bonked though. So I'm really trying not to do that this time." And he was like, "Yeah, that's not going to happen this time. You got this." And I was like, "Well, can't do it without you, you and Jesus." And he was like, "Haha." So anyways, so then I let him go because he was just going a little bit faster. Well, then at mile 26, I passed him. Sorry, but I just, not to like brag, but just to, the pacing game really works. It really works. So on that last mile, I just, and I finished at a sub-7 pace. So I just really wanted to finish strong. And I just ran through that line, that finish line, and it felt awesome. And I didn't bonk, which was awesome. And I really had to go to the bathroom. And it was just super fun. And it was cool to see like an FCA booth was there. And I don't know, just even like putting out content about the marathon and being able to share like truly why I run. Obviously, I just love running. It makes me feel good. It keeps me healthy. But you can call me crazy. It just is such a spiritual thing for me. And it also just pushes me to be better and work for goals. So if you're trying to find maybe something that could be an outlet for you and could help you find a little more like solitude and connection with the Father and yourself and just finding time to be quiet, maybe running is your thing. I don't know. But you can ask me all the questions in the DMs of at That's Life Potty. But anyways, yeah, crossing that finish line felt great. Got that Boston qualifying time. And then my dad, I look over and I see dad and he's like, "Yeah!
Really?
Go Abby!" Yeah, like through the fence when I had finished, because I kind of like wobbled once I like stopped running. I was like, "Whoa!" It like all kind of like catches up to you.
I didn't see him do that. I wish I would have saw that.
Well, they have people lining up when you cross the finish line to literally catch you. Like that's their job there. So a girl just came over to me. She's like, "Hey, I saw you wobbling. I'm just gonna walk with you." And I was like, "Okay." Her name was Ashley. We got a picture together and everything. And then I was like, "Can I have water?" And she was like, "Yeah." And then I look over and I see dad.
That's great.
And it's just so great because I get to bond with my dad over it too. It's like our thing.
Yeah. The marathon vibes too are very cool. The event itself, like before and after, are very cool.
Yeah.
You know, the people are, everybody's there to, you know, run, but like, it's just cool to see everybody. You see a lot of people that love Jesus there, I feel like.
Yeah, there was another guy that had Sharpie on his calf and he had a big cross on it. And
you see a ton of shirts and stuff too, mm-hmm. which is cool. But, mm-hmm. you know, just the overall like thing. It's like, you know, somebody just did something really, really hard. Maybe for the first time or maybe for the 50th time. Or like in your dad's case, that was like his 10th Derby marathon. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, you're accomplishing something really, really hard and you get rewarded after.
Well, I mean, think about it. Like, even in school, like I remember in high school in those hard classes that were like super hard, those were the connections with classmates that were the tightest because people just bond over hard things.
I can't relate to that, but.
Oh. Well, I mean, okay, think about like tragedies in your life. Like, people come together. Okay, this is like a very drastic example. Like, running is painful, but not like death painful, but like, funerals, people come together and connect over a hardship. Like, there's something that connects you over hard things in a way that, like, other ways of connecting can't. When everyone's coming together, willingly choosing to put themselves through a painful experience because they know they're going to be better on the other side. And then you have, like, a huge congregation of people like that.
Yeah.
And, I mean, when you really think about it, that's, like, ministry. Like, that's why we're on this earth. Like, this earth, like you say, it's the worst that it's ever going to be for the believer is on this earth.
Yeah.
Because we know where we're going is amazing. And so it's like we're all coming together right now in this evil place, going through the hardships. Like, we weren't promised a happy life, right? Like, we weren't promised easy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the Lord literally says, in this life you will have struggles. But what is it? Take courage. Take heart. I've overcome the world. Take something.
John 16:33.
And, yeah. And, like, that's why the church is so important. That's why community is so important. Because, like, this world is hard. And the Lord wants us to delight in this world as well. And, like, I'm not saying, like, everything has to be bad and take life so serious and blah, 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 blah. Like, be joyful. Be happy. Like, enjoy life while we have it. But what I am saying is, like, this is going to be the worst that it is for the believer on this earth. It's mm-hmm. going to be hard. It's evil. There's so much evil in this world. But the Lord is so much light, and our job is to spread that light, and so we can come together, lift each other up, bond over that message, and thrive and go. And I mean, it's the same with running a marathon.
Yeah, be the light in a dark world, so that darkness can, you know, be pushed back, but also the dark of this world, the people that, you know, don't know Jesus can see, like, who the real Jesus is, and like, why we follow him. And what that means and the purpose for it. Mm.
This little light of mine. Yeah. I'm going to let it shine. NBA updates.
Do they want an NBA update?
Of course.
I have NBA updates.
We always do an NBA update.
Yeah, we can do a little two-minute NBA update. Okay, so,
spark notes.
We're taping this. It's Monday. What time is it? 6:30 Eastern?
Mm-hmm.
So the Lakers won game four in LA the other night. I think it was Saturday night, and they play again tonight. Jamal Murray is questionable.
So, yeah, this will be out after that game. Yeah. Like, literally right after.
Oh, yeah. So, this will be out after the Lakers game. So, if you're hearing this, I have a little hope in the Lakers. If Jamal Murray's not playing tonight, it said he has a strained calf. He's questionable. I actually have a little bit of hope that if we can steal one in Denver, something might crazy happen. Not that it will, but I have a little bit of hope. The Suns just got swept, and they're paying Bradley Beal, Devin Booker, and Kevin Durant over $200 million. So,
that's a lot of dough.
Laughing at them right now. Not $200 million, but it's close to that. It's like 160 or 170 or something crazy.
Jeez.
But
sports money, man.
The Timberwolves are on to the round two. The Nuggets are looking like they're going to be.
Nuggets. Please. I can't.
But hey, I'm holding off for the Lakers. My prediction right now is still Celtics Nuggets in the finals. But hey, the Thunder and the Timberwolves look really good, and if Jamal Murray's hurt for an extended period of time, I could see either I would lean T-Wolves just because of their size, but I could see the T-Wolves or the Thunder giving the Nuggets a run for their money in the West.
I'm going to be completely honest with you guys. I literally, that sounded like gibberish. I didn't understand majority of what you said.
I feel like 90% of our listeners might not understand, but I think Brant or somebody listening might love that.
We do it for the 10%.
We do it for the guys.
We do it for the 1%. We don't serve an audience of many. We serve an audience of one. And Jesus probably loves basketball. He probably played basketball with the disciples, honestly. Like, with a little, like, basket. I don't know. Anyways, my low this week was just having dad have some hard conversations just across the board in all my relationships, honestly. Some friendships, some just ever, honestly, lots of hard conversations this week, all across the board. That also produced so much good. So that can also be counted as a high. But then my high, obviously, is the marathon. Hashtag runner's high.
Runner's high is great.
Your turn.
Low. Probably.
He's looking out into the distance.
I'm trying to think of something low. Probably Sunday on the way back from Louisville.
That was Saturday.
I knew that was going to happen.
Oh, our camera died.
It's okay.
It's okay. I'll still just put the audio. We can just keep going. Everybody, our camera died. I'm going to put it in the YouTube video. Our camera died. Frowny face.
Dot, dot, dot.
Dot, dot, dot. But you can still just hear the rest of this. We're wrapping it up anyways.
Hi, is being, we're at the beach and we're here all week and I think it's going to be really nice outside.
Yeah. So for context, we just didn't really have the best drive home from Louisville on Saturday after the race. Hence why I said some hard conversations. But again, it produces so much good. And then, hi, the beach.
Definitely being at the beach. Yeah. The race was great too, watching you finish and watching my brother and your dad too. Aww. That was fun.
Happy to be with you.
Yeah, happy to be with you.
I love you.
I love you too.
Why do you say it like you're forcing it?
I just it feels like PDA on the podcast. It's verbal PDA.
To say that you love someone?
I love you too. It's just...
I guess it is verbal. I can see where you're coming from. I can understand that, actually.
I love you, sweet honey. All right,
that's where we're cutting it off. Listen, guys, I love you. And Ryan, do you love them as well?
I love you guys.
Ew, public PDA, Ryan.
Oh.
You love other girls?
No. I love all of you guys out there listening.
Yeah.
No other girls. You guys are gross.
Ryan doesn't... I set a strict rule that Ryan cannot talk to any other females ever.
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't even tell them about your coworkers.
Oh my God.
No, I'm just kidding. I give Ryan a hard time because he's so great at his job that they give him like a shadowing. I don't even know. People shadow under him basically.
Just a mentor.
And so if it ever happens to be a girl, I'm like, oh, so you're talking to other girls? I mean, I do it all the time and it's a fun joke. If any girlfriends out there do the same, it's bond over that humor. I find it funny. Anyways, we love you. Jesus loves you. And that's life.
'Will you call me bird?
No. Not will you call me bird.
Will you? Do I look like a bird? What does she say?
She says, I'm a bird.
I'm a bird.
I'm a bird. I'm a call bird. Me a bird.
Call me a bird.
And then he goes, I'm not calling you a bird. She says, call me a bird. And he goes, you're a bird. And then she said, now say you're a bird.
You're
and
a
he
bird
says,
I'm a bird.
And that is cringe, but cute.
That was from The Notebook.
From The Notebook. Bye. Ryan watched it for the first time today. This is the extra clip. If they stay to listen to the end, this is what they get to hear. If you're a bird, I'm a bird. Brian and I are both... What birds would
not
we be?
Birds.
Penguins?
I think I would be a bald eagle. That was like the most cocky thing I think I've ever said in my life.
I think I would be like some kind of rat bird. I would be a pigeon in New York City.
Wait, a pigeon in New York City? That's not a thing.
What?
There's pigeons in New York City?
Oh my. Are you joking? That's like the state bird. It's not actually the state
pigeons?
Bird.
Pigeons?
There's pigeons everywhere.
I thought it was thinking of penguins.
We're done. We love you.
All right, bye. Bye.